important day that is for us to come together and celebrate. It was the day that Jesus came alive again after 3 days. He told us he would. He told the people he would. But did they believe him? No. But he did. And I love this video here because it talks about Jesus being on the loose. Our sins are washed away. The disciples have ran to the throne. Funeral cloths are tossed aside. Jesus is on the loose. Your tears are washed away. That Sunday morning, everything changed. God set this up for you and me, for his son to die that Friday on the cross. It was a terrible day for people that was watching. Mothers, can you imagine seeing your son Jesus on the cross and what he had to go through? It was a cost that he had to pay for you and for me. But that Sunday morning, that Sunday morning, it was worth it for us. He did it for you, and he did it for me. Father God, I just thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here this morning, and for each person that is here at the River of Life Community Church in Elkhart, and for those that are virtually watching, I thank you for each person that is here. And Father, I pray to God that today's word that is coming from my mouth, where Jesus, where God is using this vessel standing here, that it's not my mouth, but it's my mouth that he is using to bring forth a word for each one of you. For you to know that you have a chance, that you, he gave you that chance to change your life and everything. He did it for you and me. God our Father gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and our healings. So we've been talking in a class about expecting. So expect for things to change, Elder Jim. Expect for things to change, Apostle. Because that day that he rose, the world just changed. God set it up for the world to change. And I thank God for that. And each one of you should, let's say, thank you, God. The Bible talks about two parables analyzed to show price that he paid. And you see that in Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, I tell you, he is something else today. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be people of himself, a special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor chose you because you were more in number than other people, for you were the least of all people. So he did it for us. He did it. Two parables. The parable of the hidden treasure that I was talking about, you will find that in Matthew 13, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. It was good, and he knew it was going to be good. So he went and sold everything that he had. He gave his last to buy the field. The man found treasure in the field. Hey, the field is the world. The good seeds are the son of kingdom. The treasure is God's foreknown people buried in the world. To obtain treasure, the man had to sell all to buy the whole field. I want to talk to you today about the cost. It cost all that he had for you and me that day. So we just talked about the man that sold everything so he could buy the field because he knew it was a good deal. He knew it was a good buy. I know you gave, you sold everything. everything. You saved everything for that business, for you and your family. Jesus did the same thing for us. But it cost him all he had. Luke 22:44 talks about the sweat that Jesus went through. His sweat and being in agony. He prayed more. His sweat became like blood falling to the ground. It was great drops of blood falling to the ground. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? You know, I went to see a movie once called where Jesus died on the ground, died on the cross. Passion. It gave a clear, I'm not saying everything was right, but this got to my heart, and it warmed my heart of what Jesus did for us, and that he did have to give a lot for us. He died for us. The blood was dripping from his body. It was great blood. We know that. And it was a lot. And Matthew 26:27 says about how they struck him in the face with rods and beat him, and others struck him with the palm of their hand. Can you imagine being beaten, blood falling from your face, from your body, beaten in the face in front of everyone? But Jesus knew that this was something that he was have to go through. He had to. He knew before the other people. He told his disciples what was going to happen. Some denied him. Remember Peter? He denied him. But others stood with Jesus, and they went with him. They prayed for him. Remember when Jesus asked them to stay watch for me and pray, but someone fell asleep. I'm asking you. When the pastor asks you to pray for the church, when someone asks you to pray for them, put them first and pray for them. Set things aside and do as Jesus would have done. Because Jesus put aside his agenda, and what did he do? He followed his father's, and he died on the cross. He walked and he healed and he did all kinds of things for you and I. But that day, I just can't imagine when I saw that picture of him on the cross and blood was coming down. And when they put the thorn over his head and they put nails in his hands, the blood was dripping. That great blood coming from his body and his feet. Oh my goodness. So as we pray for people, for God to heal them from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, think about what Jesus did, because he was hurt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. So if he was like that, if he was beaten and he was struck and he was nailed like that from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, regardless of what kind of illness or situation you are in today, it can get turned around. Come down for prayer. I don't care if you come down for prayer every Sunday. I don't care if you have to use a walker. Come down for prayer. The prayer lines are here every Sunday afternoon after service. A healing prayer team is set aside for you. But you got to come down and believe within your heart that Jesus died for you and he rose on the third day for you. And say hallelujah to that. Because it's true. Oh my goodness. Can you picture the disciples looking at him? Can you picture the other men on the cross, what they must have been going through? Oh my God. Can you imagine what Jesus was going through that day? But he did it. He paid that cost. And it was a high cost. It was a cost that you and I will never any kind of way pay. Like Jesus paid. But he knew. He knew this was for you and for me. Oh God. They struck him with the palm of his hand. Of their hands. Can you understand that? When someone slaps you on the back. someone slaps you in the face. But you know when they slap you that each slap is draining more blood out of you. I want you to know what it cost. All the costs that he's going through. We always hear about the resurrection, you know, and about Jesus' walk. And that is great to know. Most of you have heard that here and on the video. You've heard those songs. And I love to hear those stories about Jesus' walk. But today I want you to know what it cost him for that. Sometimes we kind of water that down a little bit. But I don't want to water it down today because it's important that we know what he did for us, that we understand what he did for us, that we understand that that day he stood there and was beaten on the cross. When they had twisted a thorn, the crown of thorn, they put it on his head. Matthew 27:29 says, and they bowed the knees before him and they mocked him. My heart goes out to that. They mocked him. Imagine that one of your children are at school and the kids mock them. And the child comes home and tells you, Mommy, Daddy, the kids mocked me. I was sick and they mocked me. I cried and they mocked me. Your heart hurts for them. But they said, Hail, King of the Jews. And you'll find that in Matthew 27:29. Let's get back to him on the cross again, because I don't want to leave that. I want that in your soul. I want it in your head. I want it in your eyes so that you'll understand everything that he did for us. Don't we need to not take it for granted of what he do for us, because we do. I know I do sometimes. I watch TV and I should be reading the word of God. I should be calling you guys. I should be visiting the hospitals. I should be visiting someone in the nursing homes. Places are beginning to open up and they take, you have to wear a mask. And I went yesterday and I had to suit up. But I am so glad that I was reading this. I put it aside because I knew I was supposed to go. And that Jesus, God, will be glorified by it. And it was awesome to be in a place where someone was suffering. A couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to lead this woman to the Lord. She said, yes, I'm saved, but I said, well, let's do this anyway. And she did. And she's ready to go home and meet her Lord. But God, I thank you that he paid that cost. Amen. He paid a cost. And I want you to know that he paid that cost for us. Then they crucified him, and they divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. Again, can you imagine Mary and how Mary felt? Can you imagine his friends, how they felt? Take a second and close your eyes and just picture Jesus on that cross. And I want you to picture from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. They said the blood was dripping and his hands was on the cross and his feet were beaten and they were nailed and all that stuff. Can you picture it? He did that for us. I want you to know that he did that for us. He did that for our sins. He did that for us to be forgiven. And you know, sometimes we're our worst enemy, because when we come to the Lord and we ask for forgiveness, he washes it away and he forgives us. I don't care what you did. Jesus, it's washed away. But you know, sometimes we are our worst enemies, Apostle. We keep holding on to the old. But you know, we shouldn't hold on to the old. It's the same thing that when you are baptized and when an apostle takes you down to the water, you have all this on you. But when you come up from the water, guess what? You are a new creature. You are a new creature. Everything is new on you. Everything. Sometimes we have to leave things in the water. Sometimes we have to leave some people in the water. Sometimes we have to go through our homes and clean our homes from some things that are not godly. And when you do that, you don't want to get rid of old familiar things. But as of today, you think about those things that you have in your home that you shouldn't have because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He paid a price, so regardless of how expensive these little goodies that you have, get rid of them. Clean your house because Jesus died for us and he rose for us. Can you imagine that when the women went to the tomb and the stone was moved back? Because, you know, they were wondering how they were going to move it. But they didn't have to worry about it. It was already done. It was already done for them. The same thing for you. Your sins have been forgiven. Move on. Be nice. A friend of mine told me once a while ago to be humble. Jesus was humble. He was a humble man. Things that he went through, he had to be humble because he put us first. You be humble to people. Put others before your own sometimes. And you'll see the things that will change in your life. Things will change in your life and you won't understand what's going on. But remember, Jesus died for you and me on the cross. And that changed everything. Everything. You know, as saints, there are things that we're supposed to do. But sometimes we lack a little bit in it. And I'm here to tell you today that you have another chance. You have another chance. At the end, we're going to ask for if there's anyone that does not have this personal relationship with Jesus, whether you're here or you're virtually listening, that you got another chance. So please do not put it off for tomorrow, because none of us knows what tomorrow's going to bring. None of us know that. And Jesus died for us and so that we could be in heaven. So have a relationship with him. Give him your all. Brothers and sisters here today, I beg of you, if you need to recommit yourselves to the Father, do that. I'm not saying that you did anything wrong or that you sinned. I'm just saying if you've been a little lax in doing some things and you don't pray the way you should, you're not humble enough, you don't go visit people or call people that you should, you don't listen to the things that Jesus tells you. Sometimes that little small voice in your ear is telling you to call someone, to do something nice for someone, but you're busy. We can't be busy in this world. We have to set some things aside that are not godly, right? Or some things can wait for tomorrow. Watching the soap operas can wait for tomorrow, but tomorrow is promised to none of us. So I better get on that phone and call my sister Kathy over here, because God put her on my heart. And so we all need to do that. Not just leadership, not just the pastor and the elders and the deacons, but all of us need to call each other. You need to talk to your family on a regular basis. You need to call for them. And when they call and say, pray for me, don't just say pray. Pastor Janet, you stay with lay hands and pray for them then. Let them know that you did. Because sometimes we are so busy that we forget. And that's an awful feeling, brothers and sisters, to forget to pray for someone. And then the next day is not a day for them. And it hurts our heart. It hurts not to visit someone that you kept putting off. So I ask you to make your list out. Have 1 through 6. And the most important things for the day, list them. And what you didn't get done today, carry it on for tomorrow. Praying that tomorrow will come for you or them. Amen. But you did your best. You did what Jesus wanted you to do. You did your best. And sometimes your best may not be enough, but you did what God put on your heart to do, right? Amen. You sure did. Can you imagine the mother that saw her son beaten on the cross? Yes, I'm coming back to that because I want you not to leave here not understanding what Jesus went through. It says, when the stone was rolled away, everything changed. Everything changed. Can you imagine? They were talking about dancing. He did it for you. He did it for us. Man, I bet you them women were dancing. Whew, I would be dancing. We should be dancing our minds today knowing what Jesus has done for us. Dance for the Lord. You know, when we weren't saved, most of us, and sometimes we're dancing, dance for the Lord. You know, if you belong to the women's committee, we have fun because Jesus wants us to have fun. He wants us to build relationships with each other. And sometimes we might go away to a little retreat like we did a few years ago, and it was fun. I didn't know how to line dance, but I learned. I don't know now because we haven't done it in a long time. But if you don't belong to a group like the women's meeting, see me, see Pastor Janet, see one of the elders. You want to be a part of that. We're going to be starting that up soon. And if you're listening at home and you're anywhere near the Elkhart, Indiana area, call up the church. You can get our number off the website and join us. Be in a relationship. It is important to bond with somebody, bond with a Christian, bond with someone that knows about your relationship with the Lord. We need to bond with each other. Because the Bible did not say God did not want Adam to be alone. So I'm pretty sure he doesn't want us to be isolated from one another. And expect great things to come from coming into our women's meeting. You will learn. You will grow. You will mature. And let me tell you, you can trust the group. You won't be the same anymore. I had to put that in there, Pastor, you know. It's on our hearts to bond with the women and the men. Oh my goodness, I am so proud of the men here at the river. Jay has started the men to come together. And if you are not a part of that group, please see Pastor Jay after the service and tell him, I want to be a part of that group that Pastor Cheryl was talking about. I need friends. I need to build a relationship. I need someone to pray for me because we do pray for one another. I remember one Sunday going to a prayer meeting and I was crying. And the women put their arms around me and they embraced me and they loved me and they stood with me. And that's the way our women and men's ministry is here at the river. We play, we pray, we have fun, but we are serious work. Yeah. When the stone was rolled away, everything changed. Death conquered. Hope crushed fear. Whew. Believe that the mountains can move. The mountains will move. Because Jesus is on the inside of us. So the same power power that Jesus had when he was on the cross and when he died for us, that power is available to you and me. So, hey, we can move mountains, but we got to be faithful. We got to believe. We got to pray. We got to get on our knees. We got to get to a covenant church. We have to do these things if you want that power. It's good to be in a covenant church with people. I'm not saying things wrong occasionally to sit at home and watch TV, because with the pandemic last year we had to, and I thank God for modern technology that we were able to, but it's something about being in covenant in with Christian women and men. I can see you. I can look at your eyes. And I can see that you care. And I can trust you. And I'm so glad to see you today. So glad. So believe that mountains can move. Relationships consumes religion. God's love wins. And that's what it's about. God's love wins. Yes, Jesus, it was a cost that... Oh, my goodness, the cost was everything he had. But beyond it all, God's love came forward. He loved his father, and his father loved him. That love, Sunday morning changed everything. The women received the message. The soldiers retreated in fear. Can you imagine those soldiers that beat him and put the cross on him and nailed him? How they felt? They retreat. Miracles are performed. Let me tell you about those miracles. Here we believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. On the 18th, Apostle Leon will be here, and he walks in signs, wonders, and miracles. So because he is over Apostle Janet and Leonard, they walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. And that comes from the head on down to us. So I want you to put your expectant hat on and believe that in this house, we shall see signs, wonders, and miracles. And we should go out into the highway and the byways and see signs, wonders, and miracles, because we are praying and because we are believing and because we have Jesus on the inside of us. I pray today that all churches, all saints, get a hold of this thing today to understand what Jesus did for us, and that we are not to be just setting. We are not to be selfish, but that today is a new day for the world. 2,000 years ago, healing. Ha! You need a new house? Yes, pray for it. Believe that that new house is going to be yours. Is there a process? Yes, there is. Get in prayer. Come to one of the pastors or the elders, and they'll pray with you. Come down here after service. I need a job. Come down here and let us pray for you. It's important to do that. If you're lonely, come down here and get prayed for. Don't stay in isolation, but have trust. Have faith. A lot was paid for that day. And those are things. If your finances need a little boost up, ask somebody to help you and pray. But again, there is a process. Just as it costs Jesus, it will cost you. We have to die of ourselves so that God can fill us up with what he wants us to have. And it's not on your time. No, you're not going to get that 2020 Mercedes tomorrow unless God wants you to. It's his will and his time. And you know what? His time is always, always on time. We need to wait for some things. We can't go ahead and rush. We have to wait for the Lord. Sometimes waiting is a little hard for us to do. But I tell you, it's going to come in God's timing. And it's going to be better than what you ever thought. Our lives will never be the same again. And can you imagine that Jesus had the disciples ate breakfast that was made by the king. I love eating breakfast on Sunday morning here at the river for Resurrection Day. Because of the pandemic, we were unable to do that. But we have some great chefs in this River of Life family, and we usually would come together and eat breakfast. We break bread together. We say grace together. We set and break bread like we did the communion together today. What an awesome time. Jesus is on the loose. Our sins were washed away. The disciples went to the tombstone, and it was already rolled back. And guess what? The women told them, he is gone. He is walking. The funeral clothes were tossed aside because Jesus is on the loose. Your tears are washed away. That Sunday morning, everything changed. And in Ephesians 1, 19 through 20, in closing, the good news of the resurrection is that Jesus Christ not only died for your sins, and the same power that rose Jesus from the dead 2,000 years ago is available to change your life today. For all of us, that is available for us today. And if you don't know Jesus, and if you want to have a greater relationship with him, all you have to do is believe. It's not a long, drag-out thing. Romans 10:9. If you believe that Jesus died for you and me, and that Sunday morning that he raised again for you and me, and that you believe that in your heart, and you welcome him into your heart, and you want a greater relationship with him, and you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's that easy. It's that simple. Is that it? There's a process to continue on. And Father God, we thank you for that. And so, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for using me today. I pray to God that what you wanted your people to hear that came from my voice. And I pray, Lord, that they have a greater understanding. And I know most of them know this, but I hope today it like comes to their mind and to their hearts again about what Jesus, what the cost was that he had to pay for him and for me and you and everyone. I pray, Lord Jesus, they remember that and they understand that he is inside of us and that the power that rose him from the dead is in us. And Father God, I pray that those that are listening, that you would join us next Sunday or that you would find a local church. And it's important to be in covenant with a home, with a house. And Lord, I pray for the sick to be healed. I pray, Lord Jesus, that everyone in this house and that is listening under my vocal cord will come to have a new change in life and what the process is to walk with Jesus. And they will begin to call people, to visit people, to pray for people, to be humble. And at the end of service, over here will be the healing team. So if you have any healing, Apostle Leonard will be over here with a healing team. And if you need prayer, please come over here and be prayed for. Do not leave today feeling down or sick or lonely or hurt. You should not come in that way into the church house and go out that way. So, Lord, I pray that the people come down to the altar. And the church says, amen. Amen. Amen.